Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for July 7th, 2020. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. U.S. beef and pork exports trended lower in May due in part to interruptions in slaughter and processing. The U.S. Meat and Export Federation reports beef exports dropped well below year-ago levels and recorded the lowest monthly volume in 10 years. Pork exports remained higher than a year ago, but were the lowest since October of 2019. Packing plant disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic resulted in lower exports. May beef exports were down 33% from a year ago to 79,200 metric tons, with value falling 34% to $480 million. May pork exports totaled 243,800 metric tons, 12% above a year ago, but down 13% from the monthly average from the first quarter of 2020. Also, export value was at $620.9 million. That is up 9% in year over year, but 16% below the first quarter monthly average. However, improvements are expected. Due to COVID-19, numerous fairs and livestock exhibitions have been canceled this year. Pork Checkoff Manager of Producer and State Engagement, John Hines, says the concept has been created for virtual shows to fill that void. Exhibitors are preparing short videos with their projects and compete virtually.
Participation in these shows across the nation has been, you know, record-setting thus far. On average, several of these instances have had more than 1,500 entries from coast to coast, and it really gives the youth exhibitor the opportunity to showcase their projects and to be able to work with and present those animals in a format in which they're judged in a competition in the event that they were unfortunately not able to have a live youth livestock exposition.
Showing pigs as a young person has been a great way to begin a career in the swine industry. That can continue in this new online venue. There are a handful of options for virtual shows.
The first that I would recommend people go to would be www.showpig.com. The second I would recommend would be www.thepigplanet.com. And then there's also two additional companies that have done a lot of work in hosting these virtual shows across the nations and are actually running them as a point series, where if youth participate in all the shows, they have a chance to be kind of the points champion on that virtual show circuit, similar to what they would be able to if they were able to show these animals at a live exhibition. And those two companies would be Walton Webcasting, which is out of Indiana, and then the Backyard Bonanza, which is based out of Arizona. And again, these shows are open to participants and youth all across the nation that want the opportunity to showcase their animals in a virtual format.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.